This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March the 18th, pardon the little skip, 2011. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. And, of course, you know, we'll not be talking about any actual roster moves because we are still in the midst of a labor dispute that will go to the courts early next month. But we do have some potential roster news as we continue to look ahead towards the season whenever it may come. And this week it's as big a name in New England as you will find outside of maybe Tom Brady in recent years when it deals with the Patriots. And that's Randy Moss, went on a Minneapolis radio station, K-Fan, and basically said he would like to go home again, and home is New England.
It's where his heart is.
No question.
It's where he left it.
Did he leave his hat, too?
Might have. He has a lot of those. He has a lot of hats.
Wants to play with Tommy.
Big, big news. Instantly sent ripples throughout Patriots Nation, and everybody was putting up polls. Do you want Randy Moss back? And
no.
Would you take him?
No.
Yeah, I vote no.
I vote yes. And since these two negative nabombs of neppering nepotism, or whatever they're called, I will say...
Nepotism?
Yeah, you two
are
hiring
your sons?
Nepotism?
I would take Randy Moss back because I think he is a changed and broken man. I think he went through quite a on-field and off-field transformation last year. I think it was a humbling season in which he went from New England, thinking he was still a three-year, $27 million receiver, to Minnesota, where he was hoping to prove he was a three-year, $27 million receiver, to Tennessee, where he realized, they're the only team that claim me. They don't even play me. I'm getting old. I'm not a three-year, $27 million receiver. 1 year, veteran minimum, bring him back. He would be one of your best five receivers. He would make your offense a little bit better. And he'd be a happy soldier looking to win with Tommy and what he called the little grouchy man, Bill Belichick, that he loves so very much. Paul Perillo, would you like to rebut?
Yeah, I think the only realization that came out of last year was that he is no longer the player that not only he thought he was, but that many people in New England thought he was. He's just not that guy anymore.
True.
That, to me, is the number one reason why I don't want him. I recognize the failings and the fears off the field, and they are real to me. I would be concerned about that, but far greater concern to me is what he is on the field. I agree with you. He's a better player. We talked about this at length in our Thursday edition of PFW in Progress.
Yes,
I agree with you that Brandon Tate is not as good a receiver as Randy Moss. But I don't think Randy Moss changes your offense very much at all, if at all.
And you said, Eric, you can rebut.
Well, and you said earlier that he was a broken man.
Yes.
Do you really want a broken man as an integral part of your offense?
Yes, because he can bounce back. Sometimes you got to take a step back emotionally to move forward.
Okay, I think you're giving him a lot more credit, though, for being able to do that in such a short span at this advanced stage in his life and his career. Yeah, people can change, yes, but in such a short amount of time, you really think that he's gone through that kind of transformation?
I do.
It's only been a few months.
And what better place to move forward than with a supporting cast that you truly love, respect, mm-hmm. trust in Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
Okay, I'll give you that, but I still agree with Paul. I just don't think he's got it in him anymore. I don't think he's... Yes, he's better than Brandon Tate.
Yes. I mean, get out of your mind, 2007. He's not
part of
15, 20 touchdowns.
Part of my fear there is that you say, like, you just dismiss this, like, well, he's a broken man, and he'll, you know, he's going to, you know, subjugate himself. I don't think that Randy Moss is interested in being part of a winning team without being a big part of it. You know, I'm just happy to be along for the ride. I don't think that's Randy Moss. I think when you're an elite athlete like that, at that caliber, you're wired a little bit differently than other guys that, you know, would be more apt to just kind of go along, you know, to get along. And I don't think he's one of those guys.
That's an assessment that only Bill Belichick can make.
He might want to win, and I don't say that he's, I'm not saying he's a selfish player. He doesn't want to win. He may want to win, but he wants to be a big part of winning. And I don't think he'll be a big part of winning.
The old Randy Moss, I agree with you. But the new Randy Moss, the one who I want to bring back here.
What are the over-under on references to the new Randy Moss?
Yeah, but I thought the new Randy Moss came in 2007 because he said the Moss of old is back then.
Well, yeah, but that's when, and he was right. he was going to do things we'd never seen before, and he did.
Moss absolutely did. That Moss I would take back.
No, that Moss went to Minnesota, and he still thought he was that Moss in Minnesota, and he was going to put on a show and get out your 84 jerseys, all that crap. That is water under the bridge. He knows that is no longer true. He is not that guy. He can't just show up and put up game-changing plays and highlight footage.
We saw that when he left here last fall, the Patriots offense not only didn't suffer, they got better without him. So I see no reason to bring him back. I don't think he could help the offense. Okay, that was one game.
How did they do in the postseason with him?
Went to the Super Bowl, nearly won. We're a minute away
from
the Super
Bowl. But the offense wasn't overly productive.
No, it wasn't.
They scored.
They only scored 14 points, so if they'd scored like they
had
the rest of the season.
Winning Super Bowls. This isn't about breaking records.
Not about winning Super Bowls.
I'm with you then. If it's not about winning Super Bowls, I'm with you. Bring them back. It'll be great for us.
Simple question.
I thought we were trying to win Super Bowls.
I thought so, too.
Does he make your team better? Does he make your wide receiver position better?
Maybe.
Is he an upgrade?
Maybe. He's an upgrade over Brandon Tate.
Over one player, yeah.
Who played?
Individually.
So therefore, it's an upgrade.
But I don't know if
he plays in that spot.
But I don't know if that's the best option. Is
well,
my
I didn't
point.
Necessarily say it's the best option. If you're going to tell me AJ Green is coming in, if you're going to tell me AJ Green's going to be here, I'll take him.
He rolls his eyes at you when you make a ridiculous.
But
you know, you want to take AJ Green. Yeah.
There is an option in front of us of a man who wants to play for the New England Patriots, who we know the coaches and
or
players
Seattle
respect.
Or Cleveland.
He threw a couple out there,
depending on what his mindset happened
but
to
his
be at
heart,
that particular moment.
Loyalty.
He's
all
England.
About loyalty. He said,
right.
His heart is in New England. He works well with Tom Brady. He works well with Bill Belichick. He fits in here. He knows the system. We know it's hard for some people to learn the system, correct?
I don't worry about him knowing what he's doing, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
I know you would have
to worry about that if you signed Joe Average veteran receiver, because we've seen Joe Average veteran receivers struggle. We've seen Joey Galloway and Donald Hayes and those types of people struggle and not fit in and not bring value. Torrey Holt was the latest, whether it was injury or not. That's the guy, a low-level veteran receiver that's going to help you. I think Randy Moss would fit that position nicely. And that's going to conclude this Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Bring back Randy Moss. And I urge you, go to Patriots.com right now
for
Debate Friday to cast your vote. Support Andy. Support Moss. Bring back Moss to New England.
Eric's right. Don't want anything to do with it.
Nope.
Eric's right.
Ignore the boo-hoo twins who are all negative all the time. It's positivity with Andy Hart here on Patriots.com each and every Friday with the Roster Report podcast. You had a good St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Enjoy the weekend. Peace out.
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now. Bingo.